health insurance. Keys to saving on your health insurance, of course, is to increase your deductible. Now, how many of you do not have health insurance furnished at work? You have to buy it in some way on your own. Right now, it looks like it's about a third of Americans, and that's what it looks like in here, too, roughly. As those of you know, like I have found, because I'm out here in the real world, self-employed, that can be very, very expensive. But let me tell you, health insurance is something you have got to do. Medical bills are the number one or number two cause of personal bankruptcy, depending on which set of statistics you read. Number one or number two, depending again, is credit cards. So credit cards and medical problems without health insurance and without an emergency fund are what bring the average consumer into bankruptcy. Get health insurance. Well, Dave, I can't afford it. You can if you do a few of these tricks. Again, raise the deductible. Raise the deductible. That will save you on your premiums. Now, how many of you know that there's an 80-20 in a major medical policy? Have you ever heard that? 80-20? That means they pay 80% and we pay? Right. That's called the copay amount. Now, some policies out in the open market, when you're buying your own individual insurance, will allow you not only to increase your deductible, but to increase the copay amount. So, in other words, instead of doing 80-20, you could do 70-30. Now, I have taken more risk if I have the opportunity to pay 30% instead of 20%, correct? Okay, if I'm taking more risk, then guess what my premiums do? They go down, okay? So if I raise my deductible and raise my copay, again, I better have my emergency fund ready, hadn't I? I better have that ready cash in case something happens, but then that's a way to keep my premiums down and be able to get health insurance in a world where health insurance is getting unbelievably expensive. The other thing you can do is you can increase your stop loss. Now, what a stop loss is, most policies will have a $5,000 or a $10,000 or something like that stop loss in an individual health policy. Now, some of you in your group plans could have one as low as $2,000 or $3,000. Stop loss means that with the deductible and with the copay, my maximum out-of-pocket is $10,000. After that, they don't pay 80-20 or 70-30 anymore. They pay 100%. So I have a stop loss. It stops my loss. Again, if I have a $10,000 cash emergency fund, it would be pretty easy to carry a $1,000 or a $2,000 deductible with a 70-30 and a $10,000 maximum out-of-pocket stop loss, wouldn't it? So you see what I'm doing. Again, I'm transferring some of that early risk to me, the consumer, but what that does is keep my premiums down where they're very, very affordable and where health insurance actually starts to be a decent buy. Does that make sense? Say yes. Good. Okay. Now, how many of you are self-employed or have any self-employed income of any kind anywhere in your household? Good. Good. Then you need to look at these medical savings accounts, the MSA. This is nicknamed the medical IRA. You have to have self-employed income to be able to use these. Now, the MSA is a powerful little mechanism. It's basically a major medical insurance policy with a tax-deductible savings account attached, and it works with a large deductible. Let me kind of walk you through how it works. We had one for several years until our company got large enough that the group insurance started to make sense. Now, the MSA works like this. With a family of five, in my late 30s, early 40s, I had medical health insurance, regular 80-20 health insurance with a $1,000 deductible. It was $450 a month in my state in those days, okay? Now, what I found with the MSA was I could take out an 80-20 copay with a $4,500 deductible, a big deductible. Can you do that if you have a $15,000 emergency fund? Can you or not?
Yes.
Okay, good. And not have to worry about it, right? So I took out a $4,500 deductible with an MSA plan. Standard health insurance, big deductible. What that did was it dropped my premiums from $450 to $150, saving me how much? A month. $300 a month. $3,600 a year, right? Now, with the MSA, you are allowed to save tax deductible, I like that part, 75% of your deductible into a major medical or into a medical savings account every year. 75% of $4,500 is $3,375. So for several years, we stuck a tax deductible, like an old IRA was, okay? A tax deductible, pre-tax, $3,375 into a medical savings account. It grows without paying taxes on it, kind of like an IRA would, right? Unless you need it. If you want it for medical bills of any kind, that could include braces, that could include laser eye surgery, that could include buying a Tylenol, you can take that money out of there and spend it on medical with no penalties and no taxes. So you had tax-free medical care up through that. So the government, in a sense, because it's tax-free, is subsidizing or helping you run a good medical plan. Now, I'll tell you what happened with us. It made us become very, very wise consumers because we were paying everything out of our pocket, in a sense. Because if we didn't have to pay it out, we got to keep that money, right? Now, think this through with me. If I do $450 a month, that's over $5,000 a year going out in premiums, right? If I don't have $5,000 a year in medical expenses, who makes a profit? The insurance company, right? Is this hard? Okay. Now, if I have, instead, $150 premium, that's $1,800 a year, and I don't have $5,000 in medical expenses, but I'm still putting away almost $300 more a month in that savings account. So I'm still putting out almost $450 a month, but the difference is, if I don't have a bunch of medical bills, I keep the profit because it's in a savings account. So for healthy people, healthy families that are self-employed and are not going to run through that money every year, you're going to profit with your healthy situation and have a great tax deduction and have low insurance premiums in the process with the medical savings account. It is a fabulous plan. My hope and prayer is that it'll become available with law to everyone, because I'll tell you what'll happen. You start watching what the doc charges when you start paying for it. You start watching what the hospital does when you start paying for it. And what it'll do is it'll put the consumer on the healthcare industry's trail, and it'll straighten up some of this overcharging stuff that no amount of laws or government intervention will ever do. So the MSA is the answer to a bunch of the healthcare woes across America, in my opinion. I don't have one today. I've got group insurance now. But if they ever make that group situation where I can do it with an MSA, I'll convert it to that in a heartbeat, because it puts the responsibility back on me, and I'm okay with having responsibility for my life. What an idea.